Well, Miriam, it's great, actually. I suppose it's been something that I've been thinking about for many, many years. I certainly pitched it with RTE a number of years ago, and we spoke about it, but it never kind of evolved. And recently, as you know, and many of your listeners know, I would have a lot of Christian music out there, Christian music that would have a country influence. Anyway, I spoke with a few people in some of the churches that I work with and choirs, and William Hayes down in Tullamore and Alan Mitchell in Sligo liked the idea and felt that we might be able to do something. And I work a lot with the Presbyterians and the Anglicans in Northern Ireland and right across Ireland, right across the country, and also in my own tradition. And I felt as well within, I suppose, Roman Catholicism, particularly in rural areas, a lot of my friends in Shannon's side and various different radio stations, Ocean FM, you know, and across the regions would play on the religious programming a lot of kind of country influenced music, particularly a lot of what I've recorded. So what I kind of we basically put it together, and we took a date, and the day has been led by Alan Mitchell from Sligo and Port Stewart, and we came together, and Louise Morrissey from County Tipperary is joining us. I'm singing, and Colin Elliott from Portadown in Armagh. Colin is very well known in Northern Ireland and Scottish circles, and across Monaghan for his country music, his Christian country music, because he's got a band called Live Issue. So we came together, and the Sligo Gospel Choir, and we've recorded a program now that's going out on Sunday the 10th of February at 11:10 in the morning. It'll be repeated on the iPlayer, but it's going out at 11:10, and it is called A Celebration of Country Gospel Music. And it's, you know, we're going to have songs One Day at a Time, I Saw the Light, The Old Rugged Cross, Louise is singing, and Amazing Grace, and they're done in the country style. I'm singing a song as well called You Can't Buy Heaven, and it was a very popular song for me right across the country on a lot of the country stations in and around 2009-2010, and I've always included it in my concerts. So this is on. It's a special day of country music, country gospel, that's on RTE1 television on Sunday the 10th of February at 11:10, and people will also be able to get it on the iPlayer and watch it back. So do let people know. It's going to be a very interesting, it's a first for RTE, so that's a great for the department in RTE there and RTE1 television. It's great that they're you know, it's something that they spoke about, but it never happened, but it is happening now because we've done it.
And why do you think the interest now? I mean, why do you think, having spoke with them for years, do they this time say, actually, you know what, there is an appetite out there?
Well, country music over the past decade has seen a rise on a national stage. It's always been very rural, and that's the same way as it is in Australia or in America. It's a rural form of music. It connects with people. But why? Because they're seeing an interest with the public. I have managed, I don't have a day job, Miriam. My work and the work that I do through music and through events, Christian events, and, you know, is how basically I've managed to live. And I've released, 13 albums, worked with Veritas on 3 productions, and they kind of be traditional music, traditional Christian music, but also what we'd use in church, but also some songs that would cross over into radio land and onto the radio station that would have a Christian message. And they've continued now. At the same time, I suppose, rather than going through the front door, we're actually kind of going in through a side door. But this program, A Celebration of Country Gospel Music, is going to be happening on RTE, and well-known singers, Louise Morrissey, myself, and also Colin Elliott from Portadown in Armagh. And it's been led by the Reverend Alan Mitchell from Sligo, a great preacher, a great, great man, and he very experienced. He's done a lot of productions with RTE, and also the Sligo Gospel Choir are involved, and they have 5 or 6 days times they've been recorded on RT, and they're well used to television. So it was a good, it certainly was a very interesting day. Everybody knew what they were about, had everything prepared, and I believe it's going to make very good, positive, enjoyable television.
You also mentioned that it's very popular, that Christian country music is very popular up north.
Well, it's right across the country. It wouldn't, you see, country music as a whole in Ireland has always been very popular. I'm a Roman Catholic, but I would see within Roman Catholicism the leaning towards what might have been viewed in Latin, traditional hymns, traditional songs. That doesn't necessarily walk too well outside of the everyday, in the everyday life. Yes, if you're very into your faith or would be a church, regular churchgoer, but with country gospel music, it actually does that, but it also reaches into everyday life. Mm-hmm. It reflects more of, we sing songs more of what is happening in people's life. And that's very much around. There's a lot of negative things in country music, but country music also, through gospel music and Christian country, gives people everyday, positive everyday life experiences to help them through their life and to spread the message of God.
I mean, a lot of country music is around telling stories, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's telling life stories and the ups and downs of life. You know, it's all very well coming together in our society and in our churches and going through what we experience on a Sunday in our churches and within our congregations. But people have the ups and the downs, and there might be one person in a family that might be very into their faith. Others might go to church, but it's all about witness. And I think through Christian country, I have found, and country gospel, whichever you'd like to call it, it reflects more. So I find through my work, I've had prisoners write to me. I've had people with addiction write to me, telling me, and I know that I've got feedback from families and mothers where they put on certain songs and the kids would be in the car. Amazing Grace and How Great Thou Art and Sweetheart of Jesus, they're wonderful hymns, but they're not going to necessarily tap people in their conscience or reach people. So I think if there's a form of music that is in everyday life and we include the message of Christ in it, well then, that's a good thing. And I feel it should be maybe somewhat more supported in the northern churches, Baptist, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, Anglican. Yes, they would have their traditional hymns, but in their everyday lives, it's something. And you know something as well, Irish music, Irish traditional music and Scottish music have been the influences over the past 200 years from the first immigrants that went over to the south of America. They brought their fiddles, they brought their songs and they brought their stories and they brought the Irish culture and they incorporated it into American society that gives us country music today.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because we do tend to think of country music as very American.
Well, the reality is that particularly the Presbyterians, when they went over first, they were no more than the Roman Catholics, weren't very welcome within the society of Christianity or the churches at the time. They managed, a lot of them, to be able to get on the boats and go down south and go into New Orleans and various different places and go across the south. And that's the same thing. And many Roman Catholics landed in the southern parts of the states and they amalgamated, went into American society, but they know where their roots are, and I know that for a fact from visiting the southern states, and I'd be a regular visitor there, just as I have the experience of going into so many of the northern states like Illinois and Ohio and different parts of what I call the northern states of America, and then you've got the southern states like Texas and Alabama and Mississippi and Tennessee.
What song for you do you think best sums up the whole program and sums up, you know, your feel about country music?
Well, I'd have to say that the song in relation to You Can't Buy Heaven is probably what I'm going to be doing it the next day. And that would be a good one to go with, or one day at a time. But certainly You Can't Buy Heaven, because Pope Francis spoke about You Can't Buy Heaven. They were his own words as well. But it's the message of Christ. And that's what Jesus told us. So You Can't Buy Heaven with the silver or gold. And it's a good song to go with.